So is there a scientific explanation of the benefits of eating prasad? Again, I said there should not be a conflation of science and spirituality, in the sense that science offers material explanations of material phenomena. Say, for example, when Arjuna, after hearing the Bhagavad Gita, he fought the Kurukshetra war and he won the war. Now, did he win that war with the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, or did he win that war with the knowledge of archery that he had learned throughout his life? It is both. The knowledge of archery was the practical skills which he acquired, which inspired him, which helped him, empowered him to fight the war. And the Bhagavad Gita gave him the direction, the vision of why he should fight. So there is the why question, there is the how question. So science can answer the how questions. The scripture that helps us to answer the why question. Now, this is a broad categorization. So the for the hows, there are material explanations. So how did Arjuna win the war? He was so good at shooting arrows. He was so precise in his archery. That's how he won the war. But that is complementary with the inspiration that he got from the Bhagavad Gita. So as far as prasad is concerned, how this applies is that at a material level, prasad is food that is cooked hygienically, food that is, as the Bhagavad Gita talks about, in the mode of goodness. So when we eat this food, it actually is healthy for the body. That's one level of understanding. But the very word prasad, that name itself focuses on the transmaterial, that there is the mercy of the Lord that is coming in through this prasad. So what does it mean, the mercy is coming in through the prasad? Actually, when we offer the food to God, to Krishna, what happens? You may say, you keep the food in front of the deities and then the food remains as it is. So what has happened? It's just blind faith, you are keeping the food in front of it. No. The food is the medium by which we are offering our devotion. Sometimes, say, if we go to meet some relative and then we carry some box with sweets for them. So when we are going inside the house, from outside we see, somebody may say, okay, you went in with a box of sweets. And then we offer those sweets, they take them. And normally in cultured families, if they are given a gift, they will also give a gift back. So they will also pack the box and they will give some sweets. And when we are going, we take back that box with us. Somebody from outside, they may see the same box, you took it inside. The same box, you brought it outside. What is the big deal? So the box is not important. What is inside the box? And not just the content of the box, but what was reciprocated. That, you know, that what the content of the box by which we offered our affection to them. And by the content of the box, they offered their affection. So when we offer prasad to Krishna, what are we doing? When we offer bhoga to Krishna, the food that we offer, we are offering our devotion to him through it. And what he accepts is the devotion. And then, so the prasad itself is like the box. Krishna accepts the devotion, and then inside what he puts in is his mercy. So that mercy is what we receive. So externally the food may appear to be like the same. Of course, we find prasad is delicious, the taste is there. And the important thing is that Krishna's grace is something that transforms our heart. You know, there are devotees in India, in many places, where ISKCON provided food to prisoners in prison ministry. To the prison ministry. There are places where devotees provided food through schools to midday meals, through midday meal programs to schools where there are children of really underprivileged background. So there was a case in one jail where a prisoner was released, and he, after being released, he committed a crime and he just stayed over there to be caught. And he came back. When he came back, he didn't even run away after committing the crime. He says, in a jail, I was getting this khichdi, Hare Krishna khichdi.
I don't get such good food outside. That's why I came back. That is of course one half. But in another case, it happened that the school children, many of them were from poor families, slums, they were coming from slums, and they were rough and tough. So they would give a tough time to their teachers also. But in the schools, they started providing prasad, and these children, they ate prasad for about 6 months. And after that, children just calmed down. And the children became so well-behaved that there are like private schools where wealthy people go. Wealthy people's children go. And the teachers there started asking, you know, the kids from these poor schools, they are behaving better than us. So some of these wealthy schools, which don't need free food, they said, you give us prasad, we will provide you money for it, but give us prasad. We want our kids to be well-behaved. So, again, I said, ontologically, we can't see the difference. But functionally, we will see, just by taking prasad regularly, there is a change that happens. That the heart gets transformed. And that, because transformation happens in terms of people become more gentle, more well-behaved. Just by taking prasad regularly, we'll find that our anger will go down. Our self-centeredness will go down. Our insensitivity will go down. And we will become better behaved. That is an empirical test which we can subject to prasad. We all of us can subject it to. And we'll find that we will become transformed just by taking prasad. Of course, taking prasad is bhakti, but it is not the only form of bhakti. So if we take prasad and also chant Hare Krishna to the other limbs of bhakti, we'll experience the transformation in a much more powerful and faster way.
There are a number of questions that we couldn't get to, and it happened.